Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, armed man killed by Apache Junction police after a disturbance call. An armed man was shot and killed the night of February 14 in an encounter with Apache Junction police, authorities said. Officers were called to a home near Shiprock Street and Main Drive about 7:30 p.m. after a report of a woman yelling, according to a news release from Raina Steffen, an Apache Junction Police Department spokesperson. The 911 caller reported the woman had left the home with an adult man in a vehicle and had returned a short time later, Steffen said. Officers located the vehicle matching the description provided at the residence and made contact with an armed adult male. During the contact, an officer-involved shooting occurred, Steffen said. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released. The relationship between the man who died and the woman involved was not immediately clear. No information was available about what happened when officers contacted the armed man or how many shots officers fired at him. No officers or other members of the public were injured, Steffen said. The Mesa Police Department was investigating the shooting as part of the East Valley Critical Incident Response Team. That story was armed man killed by Apache Junction police after a disturbance call. The next story, water main break shifts Mesa Marathon route causes traffic delays. A water main break near Val Vista Drive and McDowell Road earlier this week led city officials to adjust a portion of the Mesa Marathon course on February 14. Mesa officials said water service remains fully operational and there is no safety risk to runners or residents. The break occurred on February 10 and was repaired the same day, said Casey Blake, spokesperson for the city of Mesa. While making repairs, city crews discovered a nearby section of pipe that will require additional planned maintenance, Blake said. City staff put a safety plan in place for residents and marathon participants, rerouting the course around the affected intersection as a precaution. That plan was activated Saturday morning, and the area continues to be monitored, Blake said. There is no disruption to water service and no anticipated impact to marathon operations, Blake said. Nearly 10,000 runners are expected to participate in the 14th annual Mesa Marathon. Race day closures are scheduled from 4 a.m. to 2 p.m., with roads reopening as runners pass and crews complete cleanup. The marathon begins near Usury Mountain and ends at Mesa Riverview Park. The event includes a full marathon, half marathon, 10K, and kids' 1K run. That story was water main break shifts Mesa Marathon route causes traffic delays. The next story, Apache Junction youth win awards at Lego Robotics Regional Tournament. The Superstition Mountain Branch Boys and Girls Club team from Apache Junction earned awards at the Lego League Skyline Regional Tournament. They won the Peer Award and Motivate Award at the event at Skyline High School in Chandler. Dr. Anna Prakash, co-founder of Education Empowers, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit based in Chandler that is the STEM and robotics program providers for the Boys and Girls Clubs in the Valley, said in a release. The December 13 competition included challenges such as Robot Game and Robot Design Challenge, Innovation Research Project Challenge, Core Values Challenge. Around 200 students from 21 Education Empowers teams across Chandler, Gilbert, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Apache Junction, Queen Creek, and Tucson participated in the LEGO Robotics competition. The challenge this year was called Unearthed. Students demonstrated robot coding missions, teamwork, and a research presentation of a project related to challenges in archaeology, it states. The team excelled across multiple categories and won two awards, the Peer Award and the Motivate Award, for their outstanding performance, Prakash said. The Motivate Award went to the Mech Mechanics at Superstition Mountain Branch Boys and Girls Club. The Motivate Award celebrates a team that embraces the culture of Fist Lego League through team building, team spirit, and displayed enthusiasm. The Peer Award went to the Green Raptors at Superstition Mountain Branch Boys and Girls Club. The Peer Award celebrates a team that has been nominated by their peers for their expression of core values and gracious professionalism. The lead team coach is Angela Davis, branch director for the Superstition Mountain Branch Boys and Girls Club, and Gabe Sordia, program director. The robotics program is available for all ages. Using LEGO's Mindstorm robotics kits, members are introduced to the basics of robot construction and coding in a 20-hour program. At the conclusion of the 5-week, participants have the opportunity to compete against the other robotics built in the program. It states at https://www.bgcaz.org/club-program/lego-robotics. Founded in 2017 by a mother-daughter team, About Education Empowers, Inc. provides year-round, hands-on STEM programs in robotics, drones, AI, coding, and sustainability for K-12 youth. It focuses on empowering Arizona communities through education and STEAM career exploration. For information or to subscribe to its newsletter, subscribe via its website at http://www.educationempowers.org or email contact@educationempowers.org. And that story was Apache Junction Youth Win Awards at LEGO Robotics Regional Tournament. The next story, Mesa's aging Hohokam Stadium to get long-awaited makeover. The spring training home of the Athletics is expected to get major upgrades for the first time in a decade. Mesa submitted a notice to the planning department detailing a partial renovation to Hohokam Stadium along Center Street and Brown Road. The city is finalizing details of the contract, according to city spokesperson Casey Blake. She said the city council will vote on the contract in the coming weeks and it's too early to have a cost estimate. The city maintains core stadium infrastructure while the Athletics are responsible for team-specific spaces and equipment, she said. Planned upgrades this year are part of that ongoing commitment, fulfilling our contractual obligation, Blake said. Early details show the city plans to update restrooms and locker rooms, adding a hydrotherapy room and a restroom near the batting cages. The city will also repair plumbing, electrical, mechanical, and IT equipment, among other civil engineering updates, the project description stated. The upgrades could begin sometime after the 2026 spring training season and may continue into 2027, depending on construction timelines, Blake said. Hohokam Stadium was Mesa's original spring training complex, built in 1976 for the Chicago Cubs. It was later demolished and rebuilt in 1997. The Cubs moved out of Hohokam Stadium in 2014 after the city built Sloan Park along Rio Salado Parkway and Dobson Road. The city did a major renovation in 2015 after the Cubs' departure to welcome the Athletics. It spent about $17.5 million, with the Athletics contributing some $9.4 million, the Arizona Republic reported in 2014. The Athletics signed a 20-year contract with the city in 2013 to train at Hohokam Stadium with 2 5-year extension options. The stadium has 7,500 fixed seats and a capacity of 2,500 spectators on the grass fields. Hohokam Stadium is often viewed as one of the worst Cactus League sports complexes because of its age and lack of amenities. The Arizona Republic ranked Hohokam Stadium in 9th place among the 10 spring training complexes in the Cactus League. The Athletics play their first spring training game on February 22 at Hohokam Stadium against the Cleveland Guardians. That story was Mesa's aging Hohokam Stadium to get long-awaited makeover. The next story, drainage work on 3 Apache Junction roads to start February 16. The City of Apache Junction and its contractor, Hayden Companies, will begin drainage improvement work in the Palm Springs Unit 2 area February 16, with construction expected to continue through the end of March. Both sides of the roadway will be affected on Cactus Road, Mesquite Avenue, and Navajo Road. Expect narrow through lanes and minor traffic delays, it states in a release. Work hours are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. No nighttime or weekend work is planned. Allow extra time when traveling within the project area. For information, email rschatz, R-S-C-H-A-T-Z, at apachejunctionaz.gov. That story was drainage work on three Apache Junction roads to start February 16. The next story, Chicago Cubs Sports Housing and Hotel planned near Mesa's Sloan Park. A hotel and housing for Chicago Cubs baseball players on spring training is on course for the site of a former Maricopa County animal shelter. The project, dubbed The Den on Rio Salado, is expected to add a 103-room Candlewood Suites Hotel and a private residential facility for Chicago Cubs baseball players, according to city documents. The more than 3-acre site sits along Rio Salado Parkway and Cubs Way, just west of Mesa's Sloan Park, the Chicago Cubs spring training complex. It's the largest spring training facility in Major League Baseball, built in 2014. The East Valley Animal Shelter has been vacant since 2024. Maricopa County demolished the shelter after it failed to meet the county's standards. The county sold the land to Rio Salado 25 LLC in September, according to county records. It was not immediately clear how much the land sold for. Boyd Real Estate Holdings, LLC, a Scottsdale-based developer, owns the managing company of the project. The Den on Rio Salado was reviewed by the city's design review board on February 10 and received support, according to city spokesperson Kevin Christopher. The hearing was a preliminary review which did not require an approval or denial decision. A rezoning request is scheduled to be heard on March 10 at the city's planning and zoning board and will go to the city council for final approval. No audience members at the meeting made comments related to the project, but 6 comment cards were submitted online in opposition to it, Christopher said. Boyd Real Estate Holdings has previously built similar sports housing projects in Surprise and Goodyear near spring training centers. The housing complex will be 5 stories with 36 units. The resident is intended to accommodate seasonal visiting players during training periods, city documents state. The rooms will include 2 to 3-bedroom layouts. It will have a sports court, putting green, barbecue area, and outdoor lounge. It will be designed to have subtle references to the Chicago Cubs and the players who will reside in the facility, giving the building a contextual and place-specific identity, the documents stated. Candlewood Suites by IHG is an extended-stay style hotel with only one other location in the valley, in East Mesa. The 4-story hotel will be for the general public use and occasional team-related lodging, according to the planning documents. It was stated in documents that the hotel will help support Mesa's economic and sports tourism goals. That story was Chicago Cubs Sports Housing and Hotel planned near Mesa's Sloan Park. You're listening to East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona, today we're covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, tickets on sale for Media Icons Lunch. Tickets and sponsorships now available for a major event. The 2026 Arizona Media Icon Lunch is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday, April 2 at the Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix. The event is the Arizona Media Association's annual opportunity to celebrate Arizona's local media industry and honor people who have made an indelible impact on the state. All proceeds from the 2026 Arizona Media Icon Lunch will benefit the Arizona Media Association's programs and are not tax deductible. Inductees have made transformative contributions to Arizona's media landscape that simply can't be undone. Sponsorship packages, full table reservations, and individual tickets are now available for purchase. Reserve tickets and sponsorships by clicking here. For all ticketing and sponsorship questions, email accounting at azmedia.org. Our 2026 Arizona Media Hall of Fame inductees include Jude LaCava, retired Fox 10, Becky Lynn, Bonneville, Phoenix, Trip Reeb, Hubbard Radio, Juan Villa, Univision, Arizona, and John Zidich, retired, Arizona Republic. The Arizona Media Lifetime Service Award is presented to individuals who have made sustained contributions to the local media industry over the course of at least 35 years, with a minimum of 15 years spent in Arizona. These honorees are recognized for their exceptional service. All selections for both awards are determined based on nominations received. The 2026 Lifetime Service Award recipients include Peter Aylshire, Payson Roundup, Raul Camacho, Arizona PBS, Kara Cooper, Casa Grande Valley Newspapers, Richard Dyer, Independent News Media, Kristen Gilger, Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication, Donovan Kramer Jr., Casa Grande Valley Newspapers, Kevin McKay, Bonneville Phoenix, Jeff Munn, Bonneville Phoenix, Sun Devil Athletics, Dave Reek, KAWC, and Susanna Stanton, ABC 15. That story was tickets on sale for a Media Icons lunch. The next story, these are the top 10 places to live in Arizona, Travel and Leisure says. Arizona continues to be extremely sought after for its warm weather, outdoor activities, and expansive real estate, offering a little bit of everything for anyone looking to live here. Real estate experts from Travel and Leisure made a list of the top 10 of the best places in Arizona to live, with some of the state's biggest cities and some smaller towns being included. These cities were picked for their real estate, ideal locations, and unique activities. Arizona's diverse landscape offers the perfect home for those who want to bask in the sun at a golf course or bundle up and watch the snow fall in northern Arizona. Here's a countdown of the top 10 best places to live in Arizona. Number 10, Mesa. Mesa is the perfect place to be when you want a little bit of the Phoenix city life without having to be fully engulfed in it. Mesa is a perfect family town with many safe and luxurious neighborhood communities, like the Eastmark neighborhood. Eastmark is its own community within itself, with playgrounds and places nestled into the neighborhood and community activities happening constantly. Mesa's downtown has so much to explore, with unique art and local shops to fun restaurants and bars. The downtown strip is a taste of the big city tucked away in a quaint, small community. Number 9. Gold Canyon. With year-round warm weather and luxury golf courses, Gold Canyon is a golfer's dream. Gold Canyon has many of the same amenities as Scottsdale, but for half the price. While Gold Canyon homes average about $485,000, Scottsdale's real estate market is about double, according to Travel and Leisure. Gold Canyon is also about 45 minutes away from Sky Harbor Airport, making it an ideal place for those who travel while also avoiding the hustle and bustle of Phoenix. Number 8. Flagstaff. Flagstaff defies the stereotypical ideas of Arizona. The northern town is filled with cool air, pine trees, and skiing. This little mountain town is the total opposite of Arizona's desert scenery. However, it comes at a price. Flagstaff is home to Northern Arizona University, so the college eats up a lot of the town's space with its buildings and student housing. The town is also a popular second home for out-of-staters because of its ski resort and atmosphere, making housing very unaffordable. Zillow estimates the average home in Flagstaff at $646,000 because of the town's housing demand. Still, with these high prices, Flagstaff is an extremely sought-after place to live. Number 7. Prescott. Prescott is a perfect middle ground between the weather in Arizona's northern and southern portions. The higher elevation brings cool air, offering four seasons all with mild temperatures. Prescott's downtown area adds the perfect southwest charm and history and was even the stomping grounds of famed cowboy Doc Holliday. Prescott also has vast outdoor activities with 950 miles of scenic trails and lakes for aquatic activities like kayaking and fishing. However, all this comes at a price. Prescott is 23% above the national average cost of living. Number 6. Sierra Vista. Sierra Vista is a southeastern town located on the border of Mexico. The small town offers a slow and peaceful life for a fraction of the cost of most Arizona cities. The average home value in Sierra Vista was $295,000 and the cost of living was 8% lower than the national average. The small town's economy is driven by the military base at Fort Huachuca and is the perfect place for families seeking a tight-knit community. Number 5. Strawberry. Strawberry is the perfect cabin community for those looking to get away. This small town is surrounded by lush green landscapes and enjoys temperatures that are consistently 20 degrees lower than Metro Phoenix, making for moderate weather year-round. Number 4. Tucson. Tucson has been in the shadows of Phoenix for a long time, but the city still has so much to offer. The southern Arizona city is culturally rich, with the University of Arizona keeping Tucson fun and exciting. The city is considerably cheaper than many Southern California towns, and even cheaper than Phoenix and Scottsdale, with an average home value around $318,000, according to Zillow. Number 3. Scottsdale. Scottsdale continues to be one of Arizona's leading real estate markets, with luxurious homes, extra amenities, and highly ranked schools. Scottsdale constantly has activities going on in the community, pulling in tourism that funds the city, maintaining its luxuries and aesthetics. Scottsdale is also a sought-after retirement community because of the year-round activities and warm weather. However, all this comes at a price, as Scottsdale is one of Arizona's more pricey cities, with average housing prices around $832,000. Number 2. Phoenix. It's no surprise to find Phoenix at the top of this list, with the endless possibilities of the city and adorable historic neighborhoods. Downtown Phoenix always has something going on, from festivals to bars to new restaurants popping up all the time. It's hard not to want to be in proximity of the action. Even if you don't want to be in the middle of city life, other areas offer a slightly lower neighborhood feel. A slightly slower neighborhood feel. That's what's most desirable about Phoenix, that vast landscape with different communities to visit inside of the larger city. Number 1. Sedona. Sedona's beautiful red rocks draw everyone in. Because of this, it is a sought-after tourist location. The city is filled with spas and wellness centers, along with arts, shopping, and outdoor recreational activities. Sedona also has a plethora of hiking trails with unbelievable views of red rock formations. However, housing in Sedona is always in high demand. Much of the space in Sedona is taken up by rentals and hotels, making long-term living in Sedona extremely hard. The city declared a housing shortage emergency in 2025, as average housing costs were 150% above the national average. And that story was These Are the Top 10 Places to Live in Arizona, Travel and Leisure Says. Next, an opinion piece called Central Arizona College, the Least Transparent Government Organization, by Stephen Hetzler. A year ago, I started to follow the budget process at Central Arizona College, which spends over $100 million a year and costs the average homeowner about $300 a year, or about 13% of their property tax bill. What I came across was the least transparent government organization since I began following local governments over 10 years ago. After numerous emails and speaking at board meetings, I was, over the course of several months, and after threats to sue under open records and open meeting laws, finally able to get some information, but was later told by their attorney that my questions were, quote, unsustainable. Most people don't know that they're spending over $20 million on a performing arts center in Coolidge as part of an $80 million project, are considering a referendum to release $90 million in spending, or maybe replacing a $300,000 a year president who may be retiring. The board spent less than 10 minutes discussing last year's budget publicly, and there are no indications that they will spend any more time this year. My history in fighting this issue can be found at cacmonitor.com. Please review my research there and then ask yourself if we need more accountability and transparency. Just last month, when President Jacqueline Elliott announced her retirement, stories came out about multiple complaints against her by senior administrators. Their next meeting is at the Santan campus, room A101 at 2 p.m. on February 24. If I remain the only person in Pinal County speaking up on these issues, they know they can continue operating under the radar. That story was Central Arizona College, the least transparent government organization, an opinion piece by Stephen Hetzler. The next story, Apache Junction Council candidate packets available. The city of Apache Junction will hold a primary election on July 21, 2026, to elect a mayor serving a four-year term, as well as three council members, each serving a four-year term. The terms set to expire in 2026 include Mayor Chip Wilson, Vice Mayor Robert Schroeder, and council members Daryl Cross and Brian Soller. Elected candidates will take office at the first regular meeting in January 2027. Individuals interested in running for public office can download a candidate packet containing the forms and petitions required for candidacy at apachejunctionaz.gov/elections. Scheduling an appointment with the city clerk is recommended but is not required. Candidates must file a statement of interest prior to obtaining any petitions. In addition, all other completed forms must be submitted to the city clerk's office, 300 East Superstition Boulevard, 85119. Electronic submissions are not permitted. The filing period begins February 21, 2026, and concludes at 5 p.m. March 23, 2026. Information about the 2026 election, important dates, voter registration, and resources can be found at apachejunctionaz.gov/elections. For questions, contact the city clerk's office at 480-982-8002 or cityclerks@apachejunctionaz.gov. That story was Apache Junction Council candidate packets available. This has been East Valley News covering Mesa and Apache Junction. Remember that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. You can also take SunSounds with you by getting our streaming and on-demand service on our new SunSounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. And you can hear SunSounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. Now stay tuned for more excellent content on SunSounds of Arizona.